Is it even worth the time and the effort to do reciprocal linking? So reciprocal linking, it's just, you know, hey, you link to me, I'll link to you. That's the standard two-way reciprocal links. Now, I think the algorithm is picking up reciprocal links and it is discounting them. That said, though, any links are better than no links. It's always better, I would prefer to have a reciprocal linking exchange program with someone than to have no links at all. Clearly, though, the best type of links are one-way links. Now, that's why article marketing works so well, and article marketing and blog marketing and things like that enables you to get those one-way backlinks back to your website. Now, with reciprocal linking, I suppose there are two types of reciprocal links as well that I wanted to talk about. Reciprocal linking for directories, and you might get this as well. If you've got a website, sometimes you get someone email you and say, hey, I've listed you in our directory. Here's a link to your listing. And in exchange for us to keep the link up, we'd appreciate if you link back to us. And then that will keep your linking active. Now, these directories often, though, on a page might have 50 or 100 different outbound links, and those links are really low quality. That's probably like the lowest of the low when it comes to reciprocal links. For me personally, I don't even bother with those ones. If someone contacts me with that, if they want to put it up there, fantastic, but I'm not going to link back to them because I think it is important who it is that you're linking out to. The exception to the rule when it comes to reciprocal linking, I think, is when you've got a high quality blog or a high quality site. Like, I'm going to be happy to do a reciprocal link with someone like CNN if I had the opportunity. I'm not going to turn it away because it's a reciprocal link. So I think higher quality blogs, I'm happy to do reciprocal link exchanges with. For me, though, I'd only really do that if I've got an existing relationship with the individual, because I just find reciprocal linking's too much effort and bother for the worthwhile that it actually takes. You know, a lot of people with reciprocal linkings do different programs and different ways to monitor those links, to make sure that they stay active and to make sure that you're actually still getting the linking value. That all just sounds like too much work for me, and there are so many other better ways to build links. So I don't really bother it from that point of view. If a reciprocal link just happens, like because of the relationships that I'm building and maybe I'm posting someone's content or they're posting my content, then that's fine. But let's say if someone contacts us, and we get requests all the time, hey, do you want to do a link exchange or a three-way link exchange? I just don't worry. Maybe very early on in our career, we did it a couple of times, but often when you actually find out where they're going to post your link, it's going to be like five clicks from the home page on a PR0 page that has 100 other websites on that as well. That's just a very low value link. So the long and the short of it is to that, to answering the question, is reciprocal linking worth it? I would say no. Anyway, if you want more tips, you can head over to melbourneseoservices.com.